Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 135. Enjoy luxury, but don't lose your grit. Grit meaning passion, perseverance, courage, a fighter's mindset, willing to take on adversity, striving for your goals. Everybody enjoys the nice things in life. I think as you get older, you know, you earn more money, you get accustomed to a higher standard of life, you like the finer things in life, whether it be food, wine, hotels, vehicles, expensive trips, expensive clothes, whatever your vice may be. Everybody enjoys some type of luxury. The problem is when you get so comfortable with that luxury that you begin to get into your comfort zone. So in other words, you stop loving the grit and you start loving the luxury more. So you get soft. It can happen to anybody. It probably happens to everybody at some stage through their life. I know many, many people who are on successful paths until the point where their lives became very comfortable. And it was a lot lower standard than they'd set out in their goals. But you know what? When your life gets comfortable, it's easy to justify why you shouldn't struggle. It's easy to justify staying away from the fight. It's easy to justify enjoying the comforts and enjoying the luxuries of life and avoiding anything that is going to stress you out, give you anxiety, anything that's going to give you that adrenaline dump, the fight or flight response. So for a lot of people, once they get into a comfortable position, they justify their benchmark. They lower it. They say that they're doing well. They've taken their gambles. It's worked out. And this is where they're happy. And you know, a lot of people can lie to themselves. And if it's true, it's true. But a lot of people can lie to themselves and convince themselves that their current situation is exactly where they wished to be in order to avoid the pain and discomfort that comes with having to fight towards larger goals or different goals. So the comfort zone is definitely something that you don't want to be getting too comfortable in. And that's if you want to achieve more, to do more, to have more, to experience more, the comfort zone is your enemy. If the comfort zone is a goal of yours, then you're going to be achieving less. And if you've got to the point where you feel that you've achieved everything that you wanted to do in life, you have everything that you've given everything a go, then by all means, you'll be happy to stay in the comfort zone and it'll be a decision that you're happy with. But other than that, if you're not happy with where you are, and not even happiness, I mean, dissatisfaction doesn't have to be unhappiness. You can absolutely be happy and still strive for more. You can absolutely be happy, but still dissatisfied to a point where it make you unhappy, but it certainly drives you forward. So you can be very grateful for your lot and still strive for more. So that's what we're talking about. Now, the business community are always preaching. It's very popular at the moment for entrepreneurs and the business community to be preaching to outservice all the least valuable tasks in your day-to-day life. So anything that doesn't earn large amounts of hourly money at a large hourly rate, you should outsource. Now, the problem with that is when you begin to over-rely on others to the point where it makes you weak, where you possibly can't even perform those tasks yourself. Don't ever be afraid to lead by example. Lead from the front. Don't ever be afraid to get your hands dirty. There's a lot of empowerment that comes with doing things for yourself. So, you'll hear stories of how, you know, CEOs will walk into their companies. They mightn't work there on a daily basis, but they walk in, they roll up their sleeves and they get stuck in. They get the mop in hand, they get the brush in hand, and off they go. And they're not afraid to get their hands dirty, and they command a large amount of respect from all their employees, who maybe thought that they themselves would have thought themselves above that type of manual labor. Don't be afraid to roll your sleeves up and get stuck in whatever shape or form that may be. Keep your drive alive by being dissatisfied, by pushing yourself. To grow, you're going to have to make sure that, you know, there's a balance between the luxury that you enjoy and the grit that you need to have. Don't forget the reason and the reasons why you've gotten to where you are at, what has driven you to the point you're at, what has driven you to the point of having the things that you have and doing the things that you have done. Remind yourself of that every day, especially if that started to go away and you've reinvented yourself as somebody that's come over the other side of that and you're in your comfort zone. Remind yourself of the fight. Remind yourself of your goals. It's very important that you protect what you already have. This is exactly why you can't lose your grit. So that somebody else that's coming up that has more grit and is hungrier than you comes along and wants to take what you already have. So you need to keep your grit to protect what you already have. And you need to keep your grit to strive for more. Don't fall short of your full potential. If you had wanted more, don't settle where you are. Don't fall in love with all the trappings and all the comfortable things in life. Make sure you're putting yourself under pressure. Make sure you're reminding yourself of the early days, what got you out of bed in the morning, what got you up and fighting. And maybe maybe imagine yourself, even if you're not still in that situation, remind yourself that you don't want to go back to those situations. Whatever it was that has driven you to this point, keep reminding yourself of that to bring you forward into the future. Keep your this is probably why martial arts is very popular. I'm not trying to sell you on taking up martial arts, but everybody has done it. From you know, high net worth individuals love martial arts because it earths them and it's gritty and it gets down to basics and it's all the things that I was talking about. It develops courage and passion and perseverance, and you're getting your hands dirty, and you're getting, especially if you're grappling or you're sparring or anything like that, it definitely takes you out of your comfort zone, because you know what, you are going to lose and you're going to get knocks and you're going to get setbacks, and you have to develop a very strong character to keep going forward and to keep improving. And the signs of improvement help bring you forward towards the next goal, like that, like the belt system. But it's one of the ways of developing grit and taking you out of your comfort zone. As I said, a lot of high net worth individuals love martial arts for that reason, whether it's BJJ or kickboxing. And the opposite end of the spectrum, people who are looking to build up their confidence, who aren't high net worth individuals, who are looking to build up their confidence and build up their motivation, it gives them the courage and it gives them the grit to be able to take on the challenges that they need to take on in order to be able to increase their lifestyle and bring themselves to the next level. So have a think about that. Enjoy your luxury, but don't lose your grit. I hope you're having a good week. Make sure you're listening to the Friday Blitz, and I'll talk to you then. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.